Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
There just ain't one.
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm truly honored and blessed in Jesus' mighty name to be before you on this evening, praise God, once again. For as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm truly blessed, once again, honored to be here before you. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come before you Monday through Friday with the reading of the Word of God. Currently, we're reading out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. We also come forth, praise God, on a word of encouragement that we come forth on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, be it often I come forth with an encouraging word, praise God, or myself along with Lady Diane, who also as well comes forth with a message, which we will definitely let you know ahead of time before that happens. But we do thank you for tuning in and keeping abreast to what we have going on here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We once again, praise God, as you know, come forth with the reading of the Word of God Monday through Friday from the King James Version of the Word. And then, praise God, we just go right into the Word of God. Amen. We want to thank those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Praise God. We thank God for those that are out there in Indonesia. Praise God. We thank God for those, praise God, who take the time out to listen to the radio broadcast. For those, praise God, that are out there. And amen. We noticed out there in Sweden. Amen. We thank God for those listeners out there praise God, Egypt. We have those out there in France. Bonjour, bonjour. We have those that are out there in Germany. Begeet, and then we have those, praise God, as always, as we mentioned. Praise God out there in Japan. Praise God. We out there in South Korea. And we just really appreciate our European, praise God, and Asian listening to our program. We also acknowledge those that are here close at home in the United States, praise God. We thank those that are out there in Canada, praise God. Those in Puerto Rico and Jamaica, amen. And we thank God for our listeners, and we do truly give you opportunity to sow a seed if you desire. By Dave Shaw David, 1968, that's Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-D-I-D, 1968 at yahoo.com. Now, once again, these proceeds do go towards the continuing and the radio broadcast here at Blog Talk Ministries. And we also go forth with helping the homeless and praise God every facet that we can and those that are less fortunate than we are. So once again, we thank you for your support and we ask that you continue to pray with us, pray for us, and pray with us in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you all today, Lord, we come once again as we have so often in the past, just to pause for that moment to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those that are listening unto the program that you bless them. And Father God, those that have an desire in the name of Jesus to be able to listen but are unable to, Lord, we ask that you make a way. We ask that you be with those that are in need in Jesus' name on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Extreme book. This is the book of Revelation. Many want to say that the book of Revelation is not a good thing. But praise God, I come forth to let you know that are in the book of Revelation. The blessing to hear and read and study the book of Revelation. Amen. We're in Revelation chapter 7. Let us read.
And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind shall not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying,
hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the sins of our God in their foreheads.
And they had the number of them which were sealed,
and thou were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying,
salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne,
and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne of their faces, and worshipped God, saying,
amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders
doctors answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence they come? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which come out of the great tribulation, and have washed their wounds, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 8.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, thou wast silent in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. Unto them were given seven trumpets, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and thou was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angels took the censer and filled it with fire up the altar and cast it onto the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightning. I'm an earthquake.
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and thou followed hell and fire mingled with blood, and thou were cast onto the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and our green grass was burnt up.
And
the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood,
and the third part of the creature which were in the sea and had left died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed.
And the third angel sounded,
and there fell a great star from heaven,
burning as it were a lamp,
and it fell upon the third part of the river, and upon the fountains of waters.
And the name of the star is called Wormwood.
And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
And the fourth angel
sounded,
and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars
So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not far, the third part of it, and the night likewise.
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice,
"Woe! Woe! Woe! To the inhabitants of the earth by these and of the other."
Voices of the trumpet of the third angel. Why are ye to sound? Revelation chapter 9.
And the fifth angel sounded, and they saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth.
Unto him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
And he opened the bottomless pit, and there
arose the smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not keep them, what, that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when a stricketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die. The death shall flee from them, and the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses, papals, unto petals, and on their heads were it were crowns like gold, and the faces were the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of the chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were springs in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollon. Once woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden ark, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river of Euphrates. And the four angels were loosened, which were prepared for Noah, on the day
and the month and the year.
For to slay the third part of a man.
And a member of the army of the horsemen. Why 200,000 men. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. And these that sit on them, having these beads of fire and of jet and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were at the heads of iron, lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By there was the third part of a man keyed by issued out of their mouths. Their power is in their mouth and in their teeth, for their teeth were like unto serpents and had hid, and with them they did hurt. And the rest of the men which were not healed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship dead and idols. And gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repenting they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their death. Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with clothes, with cloud, and with a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it was the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and he in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion repent, roar, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders utter, and write them not.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, and created, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and there are the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which there are, should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
when he shall begin to sound, the ministry of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servant the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is opened in the
the hand of an angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him,
give me the little book.
And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up,
and it was in my mouth sweet as honey.
And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before my people and nation and tongues and kings. Revelation chapter 11.
And thou, O giving me, I read, like unto a rock, and the angel stood, say, rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court, which is without the temple, lead out, I measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the King, the God of the earth.
And if any man will hurt them,
fire
proceedeth out of their mouth,
and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of the prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them,
and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city,
which scarcely is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified, and they of the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see the dead bodies 3 days, and I have and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God is into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. As they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and the enemies beheld them, and the same hour
was thou a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant, wow, are frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven, and the second woe is past, and behold, bad woe, come on, quickly.
And the seventh angel, and
thou, were great voices in heaven, sing
the kingdom of
the world. I'll become the kingdom of our land. I'm of our gift Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the third and 20 years which sat before God on the seat fell upon the faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken the great power and hast reigned, and the nation were angry, and their wrath is come to the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they should give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the servants, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and thou was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and thou were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Amen. Revelations chapter 12.
And thou appear a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And thou appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was it rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled unto the wilderness, while she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her. Thou 1,260 days, and thou was walk in heaven,
Michael,
and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought on his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out,
that old serpent called the devil and Satan,
which deceived the whole world, who was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now I come salvation, the strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Unto the woman were given two wings of the great angel, and an eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, while she is nursed for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth
water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood.
And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony Jesus Christ.
Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading for Revelation chapter 12. Praise God, we conclude the reading for this week. Amen. We just encourage that you come join us again on Sunday, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, as you come with the powerful anointed word at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, that's 1 o'clock. That's 11 o'clock over there on the California time, West Coast, and on the East Coast, that's going to be around 2 o'clock. Amen. So just join us on the word this weekend. God bless you. Be safe this weekend. And remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
No weapon.
Friday.